You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Corona Cabaret. My name is Josh Paterchin, and thanks so much for being with us today. Aaliyah Jo Rami from Broadway's Lion King is here. Anna Rae Haller from Broadway's Frozen is here, and we have really special guests from the incredible organization Camp Wings of Friendship here, along with Sophie Steinman, so please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. Thank you so much for joining us today. I have a really special episode for you all. Not only do I have some amazing Broadway stars to sing for us, I'm so excited to go on with the show with an incredible camp that found a way to look for the good in the world during this crazy time. One question that I like to ask a lot of my guests when I'm interviewing them is what good has happened to them during this very challenging time in our world. I can honestly say that everyone I've interviewed has found something despite the crazy pandemic we're living in. Whether it was being able to spend more time with loved ones, or maybe even collaborating with a friend on a project, silver linings can definitely help us get through this. I recently had the opportunity to volunteer at an incredible virtual camp that focuses on the silver linings and looking for the good to make a difference in their campers' lives. I had so much fun playing music and singing along with them, and I knew I needed to bring them on with the show. Camp Wings of Friendship is a virtual summer camp for teens and adults with disabilities. It was co-created during the COVID-19 crisis by two nonprofit organizations, The Friendship Journey and Dylan's Wings of Change, whose Parkland and Sandy Hook communities have been both devastated by violence and hatred. At Camp Wings of Friendship, they're a community. Together, they enjoy virtual adventures, develop meaningful connections, celebrate differences, and look for the good. I'm so happy to welcome Camper Sabrina and counselors Danny Tabaris and Zoe Weissman, who are both lead counselors and co-presidents of the Friendship Journey Student Board. Hi!
Hey. Hi, Josh.
Hi, how are you all doing?
I'm good.
It's great. How are you finding the silver linings during this difficult time?
Well, it's been really hard for me personally to find things to do, especially because I'm stuck at home. But I've been trying to find like new hobbies like painting and penny boarding. But I also do self-care, like I have spa nights with my mom sometimes. Because I think it's really important to find things that we love to do, because not only will that make us happy, but it's also going to distract us from everything going on around us right now. It's so overwhelming. And also for me, not only has discovering new hobbies helped, but also having a positive attitude and trying to find ways to be social with my friends. And camp has helped so much to do that because it allows me to socialize like I would normally.
Well, for me, this pandemic has been pretty insane with everyone being sick and all the political stuff. But I've been being optimistic and looking for the good, like that song. And I've been trying to do things that are enjoyable, like bike riding, being at Camp Wings of Friendship, and spending time with family.
What about you, Sabrina?
Camp is the silver lining for me because I love it. I made a lot of friends.
That's so great to hear. What has been your favorite memory from Camp Wings of Friendship thus far?
That's a really hard question because I love every single moment of camp. It's been so fun. I'm definitely so glad that I did it this summer. If I had to choose one favorite memory, I mean, I can't really. It'd either be the trivia activity that I lead with my mom every week or the first camp social, because that was the first time I got to see everyone. We were all dancing and it was really fun.
I agree with you on that, Zoe. Pretty much the whole camp has been my favorite moment. But if I had to choose, it would have to be all the camp socials. Because during the camp socials, you have the opportunity to see these amazing people dance, laugh, smile, and sing as well. So, and we had extra fun that on our last social with you, Josh. You actually have a great voice. I'm actually really surprised by that and really impressed too. So we had extra fun with you and it was amazing. Yeah, that social was great and I'm really looking forward to every Friday having that social.
My favorite memory would be the first meetings with the campers and Disney Week.
I love Disney so much. So Disney Week is like a dream. And what do you want those listening to know about people with disabilities?
Well, if I could sum it up in a few words, because there's so many things I could say, but what I could tell the people is that I want people to know that having a disability doesn't mean that you're different in a bad sense or that you can't have genuine friendships, because that's a really big misconception I used to have before I joined Friendship Journey. I've met some of the kindest, most caring people through camp, and I cherish my friendships with all of them dearly. The friendships we were able to foster during camp are so genuine and loving, and I was so surprised at how many friends I was able to make and how many friends the campers were able to make. I mean, I've talked to them, and some of them said that they used to be so lonely and they didn't really have many friends at school, and they came to camp and they met tons of new friends, and it always makes me smile. And just because people have disabilities doesn't mean that they're necessarily different as society perceives them, because we should all include everyone regardless of ability, especially when it comes to making friends and especially at our age.
Well, people with disabilities are humans, and all humans love and kindness. And something that I've been noticing that people with disabilities love to be heard, love to be noticed and be listened to, because sometimes they might not have the opportunity to speak to anyone or be listened. And it's really pretty sad to see that, because like Zoe was saying, these amazing individuals have beautiful hearts and they're so wise and very honest and open. Like I've seen at a camp at Winds of Friendship, everyone is treated nicely and equally. I wish society would be like this. If people would treat everyone kindly and equally, that would be amazing.
I want people to know that people with disabilities want the same things that people who are not disabled want. We want it to be treated and to be included and acknowledged for who we are.
Thank you all so much for what you're doing for the community, for theater, for people who have disabilities, for everyone. You guys want to help me with a little song as we look for the good in the world?
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool.
We'd love to.
Look for the good in everything. Look for the people who will set your soul free. It always seems impossible until it's done. Look for the good in everyone. Look for the good.
was so much fun, and I can't wait to have another sing-along with Camp Wings of Friendship again soon. To support their efforts to ensure that every camper attends the summer program at no cost and can attend their future programming, please consider making a donation at thefriendshipjourney.org. You can help bring some music and Broadway to these incredible campers and counselors. Speaking of Broadway, my next guest was enjoying her incredible run on Broadway as Young Nala until, well, the COVID pause. I'm so excited to welcome Aaliyah Jo Ramey to Look for the Good with me.
Hi!
Hi.
Hi, I'm so happy that you're on the Early Night Show.
Thanks, I am too.
How have you been doing?
I'm pretty good. What about you?
I've been doing pretty good too. Being okay. Stuck in quarantine and all, but yeah. Now, with your accomplishments on Broadway, how have friends supported you in your professional aspirations?
Well, my friends are really, really important to me. They're more like family, you know? And I don't have the like, I guess you could say, normal showbiz story. Although I've known I wanted to be a performer since I was around 2 or 3, I didn't know I wanted to be on Broadway until I was 10. And so during my audition process, my friends were so supportive and they cheered me on the whole time. And when I got the role, all of my friends came up and saw me from Georgia and even as far as California. And also now that I'm 13 and I've been doing it for a pretty long time, you know, a while, I have the same friends, but I've also met new friends and they're showbiz kids. And we practice lines together. We make new show ideas. We just encourage each other.
Are there any people who have inspired you to pursue your goals?
Yes. Both of the performers who star as Nala, Miss Adrienne Walker and Miss Cindy Winters, they're so inspiring and they just are incredible women and they encourage me and they give me insight about playing the role. And I hope that one day I can return as Nala. And I know that that's really big shoes to fill, but I'm going to try. And also, Miss Benita Hamilton, who plays Shinzi, the mean hyena. She's such an amazing role model. And she always stresses the importance of knowing the history and whose shoulders I'm standing on. And during Black History Month, she made all the kids recite a fact each and every single day, just so we knew exactly who helped us become who we are and who opened doors for us, because that's really important. Lastly, one of my closest friends, his name is Jesus Del Orden, and he's a teen actor now, and he's one of the most professional kids I've ever seen. He's just so amazing, and he's just helped me pursue everything, and he keeps me in line and helps me work harder and helps me work smarter, too.
Although this has been a challenging time for the world, what positive things have you experienced despite the pandemic?
Because of quarantine, I'm, of course, in Georgia. And in Georgia, I have a big family. Not only do I have like a big exterior family, but I have there are 5 children and 2 parents. So it's a house of 7 and we're all under the same roof again. So it's just amazing. And we love having family fun nights. We call them like just chill out days, you know, maybe like fun Friday, anything. And I make cupcakes with my mom, and I also cook with my grandma and cook with my dad, and we just have an amazing time. And my sisters are always so supportive and they give me cuddles when I need them. And I also had a birthday party with all of my family, well, my mom and dad and all my sisters and my grandpa parents. And that was amazing. And because I was turning 13, we had a 13-hour party of me just having fun and dancing and singing and just everything, you know? And I'm so glad that this pandemic has opened so many doors, because I think if we hadn't have been here, we wouldn't be as happy, because you never really understand how much you've missed something until you're back and you're like, whoa, I miss my family. I'm so happy to be here, you know?
How do you look for the good in the world?
Well, that part is really easy for me, because my parents always said I literally made friends with everyone since I was a baby. And the way I do it is I just look for the good in the world. It's just really easy. I know that deep down inside everyone, there's a heart, and it's a good heart. And even if they don't show it, I know it's there. So that's where I think I come from, the positive side.
Oh, and what song would you like to sing for us today, and why?
Well, I will be singing I Just Can't Wait to Be King. The reason I'm doing that is because when I found out I got The Lion King, it was such a big, big opportunity. And I was practicing, and I love doing it because it's just such an amazing song. It's so fun, and it's just so interactive. But when I was when I was practicing for the role, I kept on saying, oh, I just can't wait to be king. And my mom was like, it's he, you're not being king, you know? And so I would be like, okay, I got to keep that in mind. But now I get to say I, because now I'm the champ, you know, I'm ready. And it's awesome, you know?
Yeah, that's amazing. It's awesome. And I'm so ready to hear you sing the song.
Gonna be a mighty king, so enemies beware.
I've never seen a
tame
beast with
one single hair. I'm gonna be the main event, like no king was before. I'm brushing up on looking down, I'm working on my roar.
This fire
of
your inspiring.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king. And no one's saying do this. No one's saying be there. No one's saying stop that. No one's saying see here. Free to run around all day. Free to do it all my way. Kings don't need advice from little horns. Gonna be King Simba's finest fling. Oh, I just can't wait to be king. Oh, I just can't wait to be king. Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
Thank you so much, Aaliyah Jo. You are so amazing. My next guest was also in a Disney on Broadway show, and I'm so happy to welcome back Anna Rae Haller from Disney's Frozen on Broadway to look for some good.
Hi!
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Of course, thank you for being on the show. Since today's episode is Support Camp Wings of Friendship, how have friends helped you get through this challenging time?
Well, this challenging time has been a little weird because
I left Frozen, and then I heard the announcement that it had sadly closed. And my text just rolled in with, like, you got this, Anna. We're here for you. We miss you. We can't wait to see you again. So they've all been, like, supporting me and cheering me on through this. So it's been really nice.
With your, like, amazing accomplishments on Broadway, how have friends supported you in your professional aspirations? Has there been any, like, specific organization that supported you?
There's not been a specific organization, but there's groups of people like my teachers at school, my voice teachers, my dance teachers, and all my friends and my family that have been behind me, like, pushing me, like, you can do this, you got this, and, like, this is going to be amazing, we're going to be here when you get back, but you go ahead and go for it.
Are there any specific performers who have inspired you to pursue your goals?
Yes, one performer I followed since I was little, Taylor Swift. She just came out with an album. I aspired to her because she started so young, and she's not only a singer, she writes her own songs and composes, and I'd love to do that one day. And she just is so driven, and I hope to have that one day.
Although this has been a very challenging time for the world, what positive things have you experienced despite the pandemic?
There's been a lot of family time, and although we've been together a lot, we might get on each other's nerves. It's been nice to hang out with my dogs and my family, because I haven't been home in 4 months. And also, there's been a lot of fun projects, like crafts and stuff, to keep me busy.
How do you look for the good in the world?
The way I look for good in the world is I realize that you and me, we're humans. We make mistakes, and that I can't judge someone for the mistakes that they've made, because I've probably made them too. So I look to their differences, like how unique they are, and how we're different makes us all special in our own way.
Exactly. Oh, and what song would you like to sing for us today, and why?
Well, today I'm singing Let It Go, and it's definitely been one of the hardest songs I've had to sing. But I love how in the beginning she's so, like, fearful. She ran away, and, like, she's got this burden on her back, and she's like, what are people going to think? But by the end of it, she's like, I don't care. I'm just going to let it go. Like, I've got it. My worries don't control me. I control me, not my fears.
Well, I'm so excited to hear you sing the song.
Thank you.
was wonderful, Anna. Like most of us, students from around the country were in shows rehearsing and had to stop because of the coronavirus. Today, I'm so excited to bring on another amazing singer, actor, and dancer to go.
On with the show!
Not only is Sophie Simon an amazing singer and performer, she's also a counselor at Camp Wings of Friendship.
Hi, Sophie!
Hi!
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on the Early Night Show.
I'm so happy to be here.
How have you been impacted by the COVID pause?
I feel like, personally, it's been a little bit hard just because everything has kind of stopped and everyone's been a little bit off because we can't do our normal day activities and go outside. But I think I'm kind of starting to get used to it a little bit, and I don't really mind it as much anymore. So it's been okay. How about you?
Same. I mean, now there's like all these new ways of performing through virtual screens rather than in person, so everyone's still safe and we still get to see friends. And speaking of friends, how have friends helped you get through this challenging time?
Well, friends have been a huge part of helping me get through this because luckily we have modern day technology where we can Zoom and FaceTime and all of those streaming services. So everything's a lot easier to get in touch with people. So I think without friends, I would probably be a lot more isolated than I really do feel. So it actually is helpful.
Are there any specific performers who inspire you to pursue your goals?
Well, luckily I've been able to do a couple of workshops here and there just to, you know, keep practicing and keep working to make sure everything stays the way it was before the pandemic. So, I mean, those performers with from like Alex Brightman, Santino, Fontana, all those people have been so helpful to keep me inspired during this time.
How do you look for the good in the world?
Well, I think that even though there can be a lot of negativity, especially in dark times like this, you kind of have to think about how people can improve during this time. So instead of thinking about how we're all stuck inside, we could think about how we're all able to spend more time practicing rather than just working. So it gives us time to grow and improve, and it's really been helpful.
Oh, and what song would you like to sing for us today, and why?
Today I'd like to sing a song called Another World from the Little Princess, and I think it's a great song because, and definitely one that I would like to sing, especially right now, because during this time it really does feel like another world, so it's kind of relevant to today's society.
Yeah, well, I'm so excited to hear you sing the song.
Pitter-patter, something awfully nice. The laughing matter is repeated twice.
she doesn't want to shine. I'm from another world, and even if I pray, those clouds will never come to carry me away. I dream another world, but dreams don't last the day. I love another world, but be it as it may, I fear this panic world may be the world where I shall stay.
That was wonderful, Sophie. If you're a student whose show was canceled, please send us a link to a video of you singing to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com. You may get a chance to go on with the show. Also, please check out my TikTok at Joshua Turchin and look for some of my piano videos. Record a duet and use the hashtag Sing with Josh, and you may get featured on the Early Night Show. If you've enjoyed Looking for the Good with us on today's Early Night Show, please consider making a donation to Camp Wings of Friendship at thefriendshipjourney.org. Thank you so much for our guests from Camp Wings of Friendship, Aaliyah Jo Ramey, Anna Rae Haller, and Sophie Simon. You can find the Early Night Show on the Broadway Podcast Network, wherever podcasts are found, and videos of our episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. And let's keep entertaining! Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the world. Stay healthy and wear a mask!
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.